So what your suggestion I'm hearing then is instead of the agreement, the addendum, just read between Taney County and the City of Branson.
If it's going to be, if the control or whatever is going to be relinquished, as the verbiage states in the contract, it should be relinquished to the county and not to the district.
Keep in mind, it's just for sewer services.
I understand.
Keep in mind also, you would not have that situation anywhere else in the county that I'm aware of. But if there's another subdivision out there that's struggling, doesn't want to be in the sewer business.
They could come to the county just as easy as they can come to the district.
They could come to the county. But I see the sewer district is where the body's set up to take care of the sewer issues in Taney County.
But all the funding still comes from the county.
Correct. That's why it's a two-prong deal for the sewer district. We can take it over. I can come and ask for money. You can say yes or you can say no. And we either have to, if we say no, then we have to know that we're going to absorb those costs, and you know, rates may have to go up.
But rates go up everywhere, just in the area that you just took over?
Right now, if we continue, you know, what we've done in the past, rates would go up everywhere a tiny bit. And I'm not estimating that for this.
So why would you bring it? That's a whole other discussion.
Well,
you'd be punishing the people everywhere to take on a either poorly planned or developer doesn't want it, didn't do it proper. I mean, there's other issues.
I know we're not a tier two, but that's...
Well, but we're also going back to bailing out developers that don't want to do their jobs to begin with.
Well, and again, I've spoke about a county treatment plant regulation that would eliminate that in the future. And there's no plants being planned that I know of. But in the future, that's why I want this. I think it would be a good thing for the county to where you don't have this situation. It gets turned over to the sewer district to operate, maintain, and modernize it. And then you don't have to worry about an HOA trying to figure out what to do, you know, looking at large assessments on each lot. It could be in the thousands of dollars per lot. And to me, this is just a problem out there that needs a solution. We're blessed to have a tax in Taney County.
And the way things are looking with current decisions, what I'm hearing, people aren't happy with it, and the tax might not get repassed. Now, there's nobody against it because they don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But I don't want the bathwater to continue to get dirty. And that's where we're headed.
I'm definitely not hearing that at all. I'm hearing from developers and stuff when they found out that they didn't realize that there was like a sunset on the sewer tax. They said, we couldn't imagine not having it.
Well, exactly.
That they're very supportive of it.
The developers are, because they know that the county's going to come in and bail them out whenever they don't do it properly, because they're not having to put the right infrastructure in to begin with. So,
well, in order to sell the land and begin the development, they've got to have a sewer system.
Public sewer, yeah. I mean, again, we're discussing other stuff. So,
well, it's kind of all in the same. I'm trying
it
to
is.
Think
no,
the
it
difference
is.
In this, like Lakeway, we took over that. They wanted it was not working. It was similar.
Which one's Lakeway?
Out there east of 160. Kissing them.
Okay. That's what was compared. Okay. This was compared to on the time.
Right.
And the reason was it wasn't functioning, it wasn't working,
is that the one with the old REIT system?
Yeah. Yeah.
The same thing could happen even if it was in the county's name. We can still have you guys run it as a district, still have the money put into it, and everything would be.
Is this our attorney's question? My question would not be his. If you change it and just drop out and make the agreement between and Taney County, then we don't enter into any kind of a... So you're saying then we decide who's going to take care of it. Then we'd enter into an agreement with the sewer district to take care of it?
That's who we choose to use, yes.
I'm not familiar with us as a county having any other private group that we pay or hire outside of the sewer district.
For sewer services or for any other services?
Sewer services.
I'm not aware of us bringing anything in. And I'm saying we can. I'm not saying we're not going to. That's not my point. My point is you asked, will we give it to or mm-hmm. can we give it to them? Yes, we can give it to them. Will we? I don't know.
I'm confused because
we have a private business that's already doing it. And if we're going to turn around and give them money, if the sewer district's going to take over, they're going to ask us for money in order to do the upgrades. Right?
Yes.
So if there's a company that's already doing it, why wouldn't we provide the same thing to them if we're going to do it to you? Provide them with the money to do the project. If they're the ones that are... Because it's not that... I'm sure Ozarks Environmental Services aren't wanting to not operate under proper standards. I doubt if they're out there doing that on purpose. The only reason you guys would be able to come in and do it is because you're using taxpayers' dollars to be able to do it.
We could do that or we could raise the rates.
Well, and they could do the same thing.
They could do the same.
So I guess my point is no. I don't know of any other entity or any other group that we're allowing to have services done through.
It's the HOA. It's not the operations company.
But the HOA is not wanting their... The HOA is looking to you so that they can be meet the requirements and not have services raised. Right?
Yes.
So if they can get that with any other entity, they would go with them as well. The unfair advantage that you have over a private corporation or a private entity is that you have sales tax dollars behind you. You tell me where that's fair. That'd be like, everybody knows, it's no secret, I own a business. So if the government wanted to own a gas station and they can use taxpayers' dollars to buy fuel and subsidize it with that, that's not right. That's not right at all. You own a hardware store. If they wanted to open a retail store, now I'm not saying that we would automatically give it to them. As we all know, I was hesitant to give Rockaway Beach any money because they were still using an outside source and not letting the district
That's go. What's confusing because on the same issue, you were going the other way.
It's not that I'm going the other way. I like open and fairness.
You didn't want to use the money for a private?
No.
Because they were using a private company to...
But again, exactly. But it's similar, but it's different. You have different things there that we've already invested so much money into them. Rockaway Beach is a completely different issue. How much money have we given to Rockaway Beach over the last 5 years?
Well, you just brought it up because they're using the same person and having very good, he's done a great job there.
With whose dollars?
They were not in compliance, pardon?
With whose dollars have they?
Yes, and that was your objection because we're using the, we've happened under the...
Rockaway Beach was using our money to do it.
Yeah, because so much of the sewer money... The different municipalities we have going on different projects.
The difference here is we're not taking them out of business there. We're putting them out of business here. By doing this, we're putting them out of business. That's the difference.
The difference is, like on Lakeway, the developer and the people came to us and wanted us to take it over. Like on Big Cedar on that, they're wanting us to take it over. Rather than to be in the sewer business.
Big Cedar spent over $2 million of their own money to do it.
Yes,
so that's a completely different issue.
System. They want us to take it over with taxpayer money.
They asked us to take it by putting in stuff that we required them to do.
Yes.
By spending a lot of their own money. And then they would turn around and be one of the biggest customers of ours. At a wholesale rate. So that would actually make us money. That would make us money. So that's a terrible example. I don't know that Lakeway will ever make us any money. Am I wrong on that?
We're talking about Emerald Creek.
But you brought up Lakeway and...
Because that's what the engineer said that it would...
But you brought up Lakeway and then Big Cedar. So Big Cedar, that's a whole other issue.
Well, I'm talking about taking over...
And again, they gave us over $2 million in infrastructure that they provided to do it to our standards, and then they're also going to be one of our biggest customers. If not, would they not be the biggest customer? They'd be the biggest customer. And that's going into a plant that's already existing, correct? Now, there may need to be some upgrades or changes there, but...
We're paying for our part of those out of sewer sales tax money.
That I don't know that.
I think it's really more just the construction of that project out to connect it. It's really, right now, I don't know if there are any major upgrades that need to be done. I would ask you all just to consider in this conversation, who is the best entity to own, operate, maintain, and modernize sewer systems in Taylor County in the unincorporated areas? I think we need to consider that and the hard work we've done over the last few years. I think it's the sewer district.
But why is the sewer district the best?
Because, first of all, we were set up to be as a political subdivision in the state of Missouri. By this county commission, and we have proven it over the years. I know the plan years and years ago was to build sewers and give them away to the city, and that had to change.
Yeah, I don't know that was part of that.
But it changed because we had utility. We had to, we had to maintain things, and we work hard at doing that.
And again, I could be wrong, but I think was that not done early on? I'm asking. Typically, I know the answer before I ask. This one, I really don't know the answer.
What's that?
Are you talking about building and giving to the city?
Yeah, is that because of those are the immediate needs were, and so therefore we took care of those immediate needs, which was going to be the population density would be closer to those cities?
Right.
And then, okay, so
that was just an overwhelming approach at that time.
Okay. And then as we grew, okay, now we need...
Like, well, we've got to be a utility. We've got to operate and maintain, and... We're problem solvers, is what we are.
My original question was why are you the best? The best is because you have the funding to be the best.
That is a huge role.
So if somebody else had the same funding, they could be just as good or better. Fair statement?
Possibly.
That's my only point. Am I saying that I'm definitely for the existing entity to have it? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I don't know... The concerns and the things that I'm hearing from our constituents is, hey, if the county wants to take it and have and the government wants to own the rights to that or whatever, put it in the county's hands. Simply because then they feel like their representation is right here. That's all I'm saying.
I can understand that.
And
a lot of the information that's been put out recently is misinformation. And it has not had time to be thoroughly discussed.
Okay.
At my board, at the sewer board, really, or with you all. And I think over time, we can work through those issues. But a lot of the information here in the last few weeks is misinformation.
And this is stuff that I was even hearing about three and 4 years ago. Not the tier two, not that, just the capacities, all these different things. They're in the county's name, not in the district's name. And there's reasons why it's in the county's name and not the district's name. And so... Now, your job is the district. I understand that. Our job is the district, plus a lot of other things, plus making sure we represent the people. And so we have to look at those things and understand that, yes, I think you have... There is nothing... You and I have gotten along, I feel like, ever since you've come on board. So this is nothing aimed towards you. This is nothing aimed towards the sewer district. But that doesn't mean that 10, 15, 20 years from now or whatever, there's not a change. And then it's too late. If the district owns the capacities, the district owns the lines, the district owns, then all of a sudden they're the ones that have the power without any representation. With less representation, and it's a whole lot easier to get rid of the board and you than it is to get rid of one of us three.
Whatever.
I say that right? A lot harder to get rid of you than it is us, is what I'm saying.
That's a statutory thing. That's how the law is written out. Our sewer district is set up.
Your sewer district